Jesus is Jewish? Yes, that is correct. Do you know or even have awareness of Jesus' Jewishness? Does it matter? Hosea 4:6 warns us, "My people are destroyed for want of knowledge." Are you one of God's people? Members of his people know the ultimate source of knowledge, the Bible. So what knowledge are we lacking? If you could get this missing knowledge for free, and with this knowledge, gain closeness with God, discernment, insight, among many other blessings, would you seek after that knowledge? I'm sure you would. So let's take the first step. We know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Scripture confirms that is true. So remember, Jesus is Jewish? If that's true, we'd find scriptural evidence from his conception to the resurrection, and that he still must be Jewish. Just like our Jewish Jesus and his Jewish disciples who lived in it, we can apply this eye-opening view to reading the Gospels. In Matthew 26, we read that Messiah simply said to his disciples, "I want you to prepare the Passover." Imagine yourself there. Would you be able to fulfill and obey that command? Probably not without plenty of instructions. So, one gap in your knowledge is revealed. Jesus didn't need to give his disciples any details. They were all Jewish. They already knew. Matthew writes about Jesus' baptism in chapter 3. John the Baptist recognizes correctly who Jesus is, but resists and rejects Messiah's need for immersion. Eventually, he complies, but only after Jesus says, "Permitted at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." What level of righteousness was Jesus reaching for? How is John's human participation going to help? Are you scratching your head? This question confirms that a second gap in your knowledge really does exist. Understanding the Jewishness of the Gospels and of our Savior Jesus can quickly close that gap. By God's mercy, essential life-preserving knowledge has been preserved so you don't perish. Join us as we pursue knowledge in the ancient Hebrew texts of the Word. Draw closer to Jesus than you have ever imagined possible. Join us now as we rediscover that Jesus is still Jewish.
Welcome to the Jesus is Jewish Show. Show number 2. It's entitled, "Far more blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." Let us turn in our Bibles to Luke 11. That's Luke chapter 11, verse 24 to 28. Luke 11, verse 24 to 28. When an unclean spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry country, seeking rest. On finding none, it says, "I'll return to the house I left." When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they come and live there, so that in the end, the person is worse off than he was before. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice to call out, "How blessed is the mother that gave birth to you and nursed you from her breast." But he said, "Far more blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." Let's look back at verse 28 again. But he said, "Far more blessed are those that hear the word of God and obey it." Hear the word of God? What words? Whose words? God's words? Is that what he's saying? And is Jesus referring to himself as God in this passage? Let's turn to Luke 18, verse 19. Luke 18, verse 19. And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." So, Jesus, when he said, "Far more blessed are those that obey God's words," he's referring to Jehovah. That's the Father. Where would we find those words to receive all those wonderful and incredible blessings Jesus is speaking of? Those words are found in the Torah. you might know it as the law. They are found in the first five books of our Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So, we got to get this straight. Go back to verse 28 now, Luke 11, verse 28. But he said, "Far more blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it." Far more blessed are those that follow the law. But I've heard so many people say we no longer need the law anymore. I've heard so many people say, we're not under law, we don't need the law anymore. But Jesus is saying in verse 28, but he said, far more blessed are those that hear the word of God and obey it. Yeshua is saying that you need not only to hear the words, but you must put them into practice in your own life. Jesus also says that you will be blessed by following the Father's words. Okay, maybe there's something in the word blessed. Let's take a look at what the word blessed means in the Greek. Blessed is G3107. It means blessed or happy. Blessed or happy. Blessed or happy. Jesus is not saying that you are going to be cursed for following the law, but blessed. You're gonna be happy for following the law? That can't be. That's truly amazing. Now, the thing we gotta remember is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that statement to be very true. I believe it to be true. I do not believe the Messiah is a liar. So, if Jesus changes the statement to say we no longer need to do this, then Jesus would then be a hypocrite. And he's not a hypocrite. Now, with that theme in mind, fresh in our mind, let's go to Matthew 7. Verse 24 to 27. Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial message, and then we'll come back and we're going to discuss this.
We pray that you are being blessed by this teaching. Let me ask you something. Do you have in your spirit that there is more to know about the Messiah? Are you feeling spiritually dry? And you need some real living water taught to you from someone like one of the disciples who were all Messianic Jews? A Messianic Jew is a Jewish person who knows the Messiah has come. Is there a stirring in you that for the prophecies about to unfold all over the earth, that you are not as prepared as you would like to be? And you want the type of faith like those 11 Jewish disciples? So you say to yourself, is there a real place that I can go like one I see in the book of Acts? Is there a place where Jews and Gentiles worship together as one people? Is there a place that teaches the straight up biblical truth like the Messiah taught? Without rabbinic teaching or man-made church doctrine, a place that could really prepare me for what is coming, a place that follows in the footsteps of Messiah and worships on the Sabbath. Come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation on Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, Israel and prophecy news, and most important, the word from a Jewish understanding. All who seek the truth are welcome. Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the Jesus is Jewish Show.
Yes, come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people. Check out our website for all our information, bgmctv.org. All right, let's get back to what we're talking about. It was so fascinating. We're talking about, you know, Yeshua the Messiah saying that we got to follow the words of the Father. Okay, then we moved on to Matthew 7, where it said in Matthew 7, verse 24 and 25, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." Okay? So remember, Messiah said in Luke 11:28 that you would receive wonderful and incredible blessings if you listened and obeyed the word of the Father. If you hear and obey Jehovah the Father's word, you would be blessed. So now he's saying in verse 24 and 25, anyone who hears what Jesus said, that if you follow the Father's word, you will be blessed and not cursed. Blessed and not cursed. Okay, now he's saying here in verse 24 and 25 that you would be wise. Okay, so what does he mean by wise? Wise is G5429. It means intelligent. Wise, number two, prudent. That if you're following the Father's words, like Messiah Yeshua HaMashiach did, and still does, you would be wise, you would be intelligent, you would be prudent. But he says you have to act on them. Yeah, you need to act on the Father's words. So, meaning, if I keep the Sabbath on Saturday, like Yeshua, I'm going to be blessed with all these wonderful things? Yes, you will. If I keep the holy days, like the Father said, he spoke, I'll be blessed and not cursed? Yes, you will. Correct. You will. For you will be acting on what Yeshua is teaching here. You will be considered wise according to what Jesus says here in verse 24 and 25. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be compared to a wise man." Okay? But now he says something interesting. You will not only be wise, you built your house on a solid foundation. Now let's go to verse 26. "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." If you hear these words but do not obey them, Jesus says, you're foolish. What does he mean by foolish? It's G3474. Foolish, impious, godless. If you do not act on these words, you are blasphemous, deceitful, diabolic, satanic, sinful, unfaithful, ungodly, unholy. That's not good. Until next week, I bid you Shalom Aleichem.
Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the Jesus is Jewish Show. www.jewishmedicine.com.